Hey, it's Rachel from Res Life. Many of your fathers hold positions of leadership and responsibility within the military structure. They are in charge of several, or in sometimes many, lives. As leaders, they have influence for good with those whom they lead, as well as their own family. Listen to the great general of Israel, Joshua, as he leads his people with great vision and faith. Joshua 24, 14 through 18 says, "Now then," Joshua continued, "honor the Lord and serve him sincerely and faithfully. Get rid of the gods which your ancestors used to worship in Mesopotamia and Egypt, and serve only your Lord. If you are not willing to serve him, decide today whom you will serve, the gods of your ancestors worshipped in Mesopotamia, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are now living. As for my family and me, we will serve the Lord." The people replied, "We would never leave the Lord to serve other gods. The Lord, our God, brought our fathers and us out of slavery in Egypt, and we saw the miracles that he performed. He kept us safe wherever we went among all the nations through which we passed. As we advanced into this land, the Lord drove out all the Amorites who lived here. So we will serve the Lord, for he is our God."